Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we are spending every day with Jesus. We're getting up in the morning, we're beginning a conversation with Jesus, and then that conversation is going to last throughout the day, because that is the heart, that is the simplicity of the gospel, to be with Him and to be like Him, to put His teaching into practice and to experience the life that He indeed called abundant life, as He announced, the kingdom of God has arrived, the life of God has arrived, it's at your hand, reach out and grab it, follow me, seek after me, be my disciple. And so that's what we've been doing. And so you can go in your Bibles to the Gospel of John chapter 19. And hopefully you have your coffee, your tea, your journal, your Bible, you're in your spot, and we're ready to start a conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. So the title of this podcast this morning is Can't Be Bought, Bribed, or Stopped. Can't Be Bought, Bribed, or Stopped. And I am dedicating this podcast to my son, Levi Twineman, who cannot be bought, bribed, or stopped. So, quick question. In what way do you feel like you are being bought or bribed or stopped right now in your life and in your journey? In what way do you feel like you're being maybe manipulated or controlled or pushed or pulled? In what way is someone or something buying you, bribing you, stopping you from maybe being who you are or saying what you're called to say or standing up for who you want to stand up for or living out of that deep center and out of that calling vocation that God has called you to live out of? Who is causing you to fear? Who is buying you, bribing you, stopping you, manipulating you, controlling you? And maybe you could just take a moment and think about the answer to that question. Maybe that person has been doing it for a very, very long time, or maybe it's kind of a new thing. Maybe it's at home, maybe it's at work, but who is it? Let's just think about that, and we may not want to come up with an answer to that question because it's difficult, but I think we need to. And then the follow-up question, which may even be more difficult or offensive. Why are we letting that person buy us, bribe us, stop us, manipulate us, control us? Why are we giving that person that level of power in our lives? And how long are we going to give that person or that thing or that group that level of power in our lives to buy us, bribe us, stop us, manipulate us, or control? So that's a really good question to answer, because to the degree that we are bought, bribed, or stopped, to that degree we will not be experiencing the life that we have been created to live and the freedom and the risk that we've been created to live with. And so this is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture, and Levi is my favorite child. And Tally is my favorite child, and Caleb is my favorite child. Each one of them are my favorite children. But this is dedicated to my son Levi, who, as I observe his life, one of the things that stands out to me maybe more than anything else is that he is not bought, bribed, or stopped. He lives from deep center, and I love to watch him live. I love that about him, and he inspires me to be that kind of a person as well. So this is one of my favorite passages. Jesus is standing before Pilate. We're going to begin in John chapter 19, verse 6. As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, that is Jesus, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for charge against him. But the Jewish leaders insisted, we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claims to be the Son of God. When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. Where do you come from? He asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said. Don't you realize that I have the power to either free you or to crucify you? And Jesus answered, you would have no power over me if it were not given you from above. Whoa. What a passage. What an answer. What a moment. This is just maybe my favorite passage in the New Testament. I absolutely love it. First of all, historical context. Jesus has been arrested. The Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders have tried him, not really tried him. I mean, they have so much of an agenda. They're not even listening. They need to take him out, but they don't have the power to carry out the death penalty. So they bring him before Pilate, and he's standing there before Pilate. He's already been flogged and whipped and beaten and everything. And then Pilate brings him out, hoping that that's enough. And when the Jewish leaders see them, they yell, crucify, crucify, crucify. But Pilate finds no charge against him. And Pilate doesn't see why he would need to do this, but he is pushed and pulled by these Jewish leaders. Pilate is bought, bribed, stopped, manipulated, or controlled. Maybe because he wants political advancement, maybe he wants to keep the peace, whatever it is. He has his reasons, I have my reasons, you have your reasons. But Pilate, even though he has the power, in quotes, because Jesus is about to unravel Pilate's little power position that he thinks he has. Even though Pilate has the power, in quotes, to do what he wants to do, he is a man that is bought, bribed, stopped, manipulated, controlled by these Jewish leaders. And so he feels caught, and he feels pushed, and he feels pulled, and he comes into Jesus, and he says, you know, first of all, he says, well, where do you come from? I love that line. Pilate asking Jesus, where do you come from? And that doesn't mean where were you born or, you know, what city did you grow up in? He's like, you are something and someone that I've never seen before. Where did you come from? Who are you? You are amazing. You're irresistible. Where did you come from? I love that. I love that. And Jesus doesn't answer. And then Pilate, in kind of a pushed, pulled, manipulated, bought, bribed, stopped kind of stance, says, don't you know that I have the power to crucify you, set you free? Pilate reaches for whatever power he feels like he has, and then Jesus just drops the bomb on him. You would have no power over me unless it was given to you from above. In other words, you only have as much power over me as my heavenly Father is willing to give you. Jesus says, I'm not going to be bought, I'm not going to be bribed, I'm not going to be stopped, I'm not going to be manipulated, I'm not going to be controlled. In fact, when we're living in the presence of God like Jesus showed us how to live, we can't be bought, we can't be bribed, we can't be stopped. You see, when we're playing to an audience of one, we no longer have to play to an audience of Pilate. When we're playing to an audience of one, we no longer have to play to an audience of everyone. When we play to an audience of one, we're set free from playing to an audience of everyone. And the reality is you and I often feel like we're being pushed or pulled or manipulated or someone's leveraging their power over us. And often we feel like that works. So often we're worried about what someone will do or could do or thinks they might be able to do. And we don't feel grounded, stable. Sometimes we don't feel like we're able to stand, pursue what we're called to pursue, say what we're called to say, because one of the marks of a life of someone who is not bought or bribed or stopped is just honesty. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. These are my values. This is who I'm going to protect. This is who I'm going to fight for. I'm not going to talk behind their back. I am going to continue to do this. I am going to continue. This honesty, not only with what's coming out of our mouths, but what is coming out of our lives. And so the question I think that this passage asks us is what would it look like for you and I to play to an audience of one? What would it look like for you and I to be set free from playing to an audience of everyone? Who are those pilots in our life? Who are those chief priests and crowds in our life that are trying to bribe, stop, manipulate, control, get us to do what it is that they want us to do for their agendas? How are we being manipulated or controlled? And what would it look like by the power of the Spirit to live the "You only have as much power over me as my Heavenly Father is willing to give you," and not say that in arrogance, because if it's arrogance, it's not flowing from deep center, but to say that and live that in deep strength, which sometimes will mean saying something, but sometimes, like here with Jesus, it will mean not answering. And that's a guided by the power of the Spirit thing. But when we live in the presence of God, we can't be bought or bribed or stopped. As we follow Jesus in this way, it will change our lives. It will change everything. It might make things worse before it makes things better. It might bring things to the surface, but that's okay, because those are things we're called to walk into. So let's be a people that play to an audience of one, not an audience of everyone. Let's be a people that are not bought, not bribed, not stopped, because those kind of people change the world in large and in small ways. So have a conversation with Jesus. Read this passage. Meditate, listen to God, pray, talk to Jesus, maybe open up your journal and make an entry and have a conversation with Jesus. Walk and talk with Jesus today, the Jesus that can't be bought, bribed, or stopped, the Jesus that is calling us into a life of not being able to be bought or bribed or stopped, so together we can partner with him to change the world in large or small ways. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.